Today's water cooler topic is the four stages of repentance, confession. The third step of the four stages, the first one was leaving the sin, remorse. The third step is vidui, confession. And the fourth step, which we'll talk about next week, is kabbalah lahaba, commitment. Vidui, confession, is a very important step in tshuva. It's not the confession that we think of in the world, which unfortunately people think that that's a Jewish concept. You go to a priest and you confess for what you've done and then you don't feel bad anymore. That's not what confession means. So what is vidui? Vidui, we say it every day by davening in Nusach Svard. When we say Oshamnu, Bagadnu, we say the words that we've done things wrong, we've sinned. And comes Yom Kippur, we have a whole section called Al Chait, where we go through every sin that we've done. And we mention and we verbalize our sins. We say, God, I'm sorry for what I've done, and we have a whole list of things. Sometimes we look at it and we say, which ones did I do, which ones didn't I do? But vidui means actually saying what I've done wrong. And what is that? Vidui is, in order for somebody to say, I'm sorry, the hardest part is to actually say, this is what I did wrong. We all know when you get into an argument with somebody, so sometimes you apologize, sometimes you don't. But even if you apologize, you say, you know what, it's not worth it for me to fight. Okay, I'm sorry. What are you sorry for? I'm sorry, I don't want to fight. The hardest thing for somebody to do is to say, I'm sorry because I did this and this wrong. Because that means that I really realize that I've done something wrong. I'm not doing it just because I want to move on. I'm doing it because I realize that I did something wrong. And so the third step in tshuva is confession. Confession is not so that I get it off my chest and the sins don't exist anymore. Confession is that I say with my mouth what I've done wrong. And when I know what I did wrong, and I can say when I did wrong, then after I have left the sin I'm remorseful for it. But now I confess it and I say, I'm sorry, this is exactly what I did wrong. And that's one of the hardest things to do. One of the hardest things to do is for somebody to say, I did something wrong and this is what I did wrong. Because they actually have to realize that they did something that was wrong. But there's another step and another concept of vidui, of confession. The word vidui, besides meaning confession, also comes from the word of hodah. Hodah means actually to praise. Hodah means to give praise. And so what does that mean? The word vidui and the word hodah are similar. They sound alike. And what does that mean? I heard a story, and the story has made its rounds, but I think it's an important story. There was once a philanthropist from America that went to visit Israel, Eretz Yisrael, and he went to meet somebody who ran an organization that was a doctor referral system. And they talking to each other, and after they finished talking, it was late at night, so the two of them, the head of the organization of this doctor's referral service, and this rich person who came from America, said, you know what, let's go to the Kosel, let's go to the Wailing Wall, to the Kosel together to pray. And they came to the Kosel together, and when they got there, they saw that there was this person standing there, and he was crying, and he was praying, and he seemed like there was something terribly wrong. And they went over to him and they said, you know, look, one of them said, I am the head of an organization of a doctor's referral service. If there's anything you need, I could help you. And the philanthropist said, if there's any monetary issues I can help you with, we can help you. They saw the seriousness of this man and how he was praying. And they said that between the two of us, I'm sure we can help you. And the man turned around and he said, I'm sorry. I don't need help. Tonight I am here because I have just married off my child. I have 12 children, and tonight I married off my last child. And I am coming to Hashem, I am coming to the Kosel, to daven and to thank Hashem for allowing me to be part of this great simcha of marrying off all my children. I am coming here to give thank you, to give hodah to Hashem. When we talk about vidui, when we talk about expression of who I am, expression of understanding what Hashem does for us. Yes, vidui is important that we should confess and we should say what we've done. But vidui from the word hodah is also important for us to express and to understand the greatness of Hashem. And when we express what we've done wrong, and when we express the greatness of Hashem, and understand and thank Hashem for everything that He's done for us, and we realize that we're not worth it, because from one side of our mouths, we are expressing and we are confessing to all our sins. If we are expressing all our sins, then how are we worthy for Hashem to help us? And therefore, from the other side of our mouths, we can thank Hashem. And we can give hodah to Hashem for helping us, even though we're undeserving of it, because of all the sins that we've done. And so the third step in the four stages of repentance is vidui, is confession, that we say with our mouths, I'm sorry for the sins that we have done. And we thank Hashem for giving us everything, even though we are not worthy for it.